Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
Here comes the Playhouse Podcast, thanks to Bradshaw and Bryan Law Offices.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
That would be a good opportunity right now to spend a little time on some state fair stories. Now, only once in my life while I was an adolescent did my mother and father bring me to the Minnesota State Fair.
They didn't ever bring you aside from just once?
It wasn't a thing. My dad was traveling a lot, and it just wasn't his thing. He wasn't big into the crowds.
Yeah.
There was nothing there for him.
Liam and I are always so lucky when we go. It's not disgusting. It's not too crowded. We just always luck out. So I'm hoping this year is another lucky year.
Trish kind of had the same thing. We only grew up, you know, an hour away from the state fair, and her parents were never into kind of doing this thing either. Uh-huh. And so when I hear the stories about how, like, your mom would tie a balloon to your ponytail to make sure that she could
that
find you if you wandered away a little bit. But then you got to tell everybody what she did to you with the pads.
Well, we were at the Midway, and I was there with like five of my girlfriends. She brought us, and then she had a friend, and she had my little brother, and they were just walking around. She's like, let's meet up just to kind of touch base. And we had met like five boys when we were walking around, and they were in earshot, and my mom must have nudged her friend, like, watch this one. And she's like, is this the size tampon you need? Is this the, you need the lighter, or you need the super? You need the super today? Is it a heavy day? My friends died. I died for a moment. All the boys were like, oh my God. Then she took out this huge maxi pad that was like really thick that could take like a ton of incontinence. You know, I was like, oh my God. It was just, I died.
Yeah, but you got to appreciate that about a mom nowadays.
Yeah, I think if I did that to Liam, obviously I can't because he can't get his period, but I would. I have that part of my mom inside me where I like to watch him squirm a little bit. But like going with my dad, it's like when you go with certain people, it's a different experience. He loves to go to the what kind of exhibits are they, like, where you can just gather every sample, every single booth he has to
get up. Like when you're in the grand underneath the grandstand, kind of, you know,
yeah,
what I'm talking about.
Yep. Yeah. And then he'll have like all of his plastic bags, and they'll be like all up his arm, and he just has to get every single thing or it was not worth the trip for him.
I have to have something to do. I can't just go and wander. I need a place to go. I need a goal. I need a finish spot.
Yeah.
So when Trish and I would go, or even when we'd bring the kids, like when they were little and they're kind of in the strollers and stuff like that, she'd be like, well, let's just walk around. I'm like, no, I can't just walk around. Like, I get anxiety if I don't have a finish spot.
Yeah.
And we went a few times, and our kids just didn't seem like they were that into it either. And then she really didn't like having to park a little ways away. I'm big into the shuttles. I like parking way, way away. Taking a 10-minute bus ride in, taking a 10-minute bus ride out. It's easy to get back on the freeway and off you go.
You know, I would rather if you had like some nails and then put them underneath my skin, underneath every toenail of mine, then take a shuttle. That sounds like
what's wrong with a
torture.
Shuttle?
I would rather shell out a large amount of money to literally park so
close. You
know,
they're coach buses, right?
Gross. They're coach buses with smelly, smelly fairgoers, and I can't bring myself to
You're
do it.
A smelly fairgoer.
Nope. And then, so Liam and I, we always have like our plan, and we try different foods, but then we always take the glider, the sky glider.
Yeah, that's
cool. Over the crowd. You got the breeze up there. We're making fun of people.
A lot of down blows.
Yeah.
Angles.
Okay.
Yeah. How's Becca doing today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Great, thanks. We talked off the air for just half a second. I wanted to get to know what you wanted to talk to Kim about. And you're just recently divorced. Like, how recent?
It was finalized in June,
okay.
But we've been separated for over a year.
All right, so still pretty fresh. So then with that being said, what's your question for Psychic Kim?
So I just started talking again with someone that I've known for 10 to 12 years. Didn't know that there was any interest there. And he got a hold of me and just started talking. He lives in New Mexico, and he's going to be coming back here in the next couple of weeks. And he's originally from here. He's been talking about moving back. And I'm just wondering, like, if this is the relationship that I should go forward with, because he is treating me so well. But, of course, I'm a little hesitant on all of that just based off of my past.
Another one.
Yes. Yes. Yep. There's, like, how many of you today? And it's, like, believe in yourself. Believe that you can actually have a great relationship. And I heard, before you were even saying, I hear New Mexico, and I'm like, yep. this is kind of what's happening. Sometimes people weren't, things weren't lining up in the past. And also now things shifted. You have a different perspective on things. Maybe he went through some healing stuff. It's finally like things are lining up. People need to realize, even though there's a lot of stuff in the earth that looks doom and gloom, things are changing where we actually are now in control. You have control to actually be happy. You have to trust that. And I hear this will be very, I hear fruitful. I don't know why that word, but very fruitful. And very, very loving, caring relationship. So go for it.
Okay. Let me try.
Well, better you than me, Becca. Have a great morning.
Smash and grab robberies where thieves are breaking into stores are quickly becoming a thing. And sadly, this happened. The Wig Fairy is in Beverly Hills and they make wigs for women with cancer. And these guys went in and took all of the wigs.
They grabbed so much that there was wigs all over the floor, scooping them up, running out the door. It was 2.5 minutes and they sold a lot and they ran out the back door. It's not even the value of them, just like, I don't know, it belongs to someone. We had to call the clients one by one. We have a lot of children that we work with. We have elderly women. It's heartbreaking because a lot of them are going through treatment.
I guess there was a line the next day of women with 6 inches or more to give, which is amazing. So if
what's
you
that like?
Ever wonder, I know it's been a while for you. If you ever wonder like what it takes to give your hair, I think it has to be untreated after a certain time. I don't know, but make sure that you check out the standard.
Ask if you're willing to donate. Just ask around. I'm sure a lot of people know in the business.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool thing to do. All right. Restaurant booking platform Resy was asking people their real thoughts. I know you give me crap about, you know, sometimes I will dine alone and I'm okay with that because I am okay with myself. I'm comfortable with being with myself, but other people out there, they love it too.
It's easier on the way home, grab a meal in the restaurant.
It's more socially acceptable, I suppose, to get a coffee by yourself and sit in a coffee shop.
Quite happy on my own. Sorry, my wife's sick.
She's like side-eyeing, excuse you. So it is more socially acceptable, she's right, to sit in a coffee shop and be on a laptop. If you brought a laptop to Applebee's,
yes, if you look like you were hard at work, or if you sit at the bar and eat.
Okay.
But if you
that looks lonely.
No, if you have a table by yourself, loser.
Oh.
Every single time. If I have pity on you if I see you sitting by yourself.
Don't take
in
pity
a
on me. Don't feel bad for
me. I feel
me
bad
for
you ain't got
moment.
No friends. First Thought Thursday. We just want to get your first thought on this.
So Max had texted us and I said this would be a perfect FTT because everybody is going to have something that pops into their head right away. And that's where you call us and let us know what your first thought is. And basically he said, hey guys, my girlfriend and I, we just got a new puppy and she named it Tony. Tony happens to be the name of her ex-boyfriend of a couple of years ago. He had passed away from cancer, I guess. And, He's wondering, how long do you really grieve an ex? I don't know if you could put a timeline on grief. And everybody grieves in their own way. But I don't know if it's super healthy to name this dog Tony.
I would be interested to know, did Tony die while they were dating?
Yeah, that's what it is. Died of cancer.
Is that so, yeah, that, but that's while they were dating? Or did they break up and then he died?
I don't know. I guess that is the best. That's why we encourage people to call in, Max, because now we're going other places on our head. I think we should just focus on the fact that this puppy's name is Tony. Therefore, pointing in the direction of her not letting go. And you don't have to ever forget somebody that you love that has passed on. I don't think that that's healthy. I think you should always keep their memory alive somewhere in your heart. But like every day yelling Tony all day, every day. Tony, come here. Tony, here's a bone.
And then
Tony,
you're
going to
be affectionate towards that dog. Oh, Tony, come here, Tony.
Give me kisses, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think it's a bit, I don't know, maybe going backwards.
First Thought Thursday.
This one was from Max, and he just wanted people's opinion on what's going on with his girlfriend. They just got a new puppy, and her ex had died of cancer a couple of years ago. Obviously, his name is Tony. She named the puppy Tony. And he's wondering, like, how long is it normal to grieve a loved one? And I don't think that there's a right answer for that. I think everybody grieves in their own way.
Yeah, but what are you doing to your new relationship?
I don't know if she
It sounds like you're sandbagging it, man.
I don't think she's thinking that way. I think she probably loves you, Max. But I think, I don't know. I think she's got to deal with some stuff. But saying the name Tony all day, every day, I don't know if that could be good for the healing process.
Let's say down the road you get kids. Like, oh, hey, take Tony for a walk. I mean, yeah. It's just the name is going to be brought up all the time. So first thought, that's what we just want to know. Penny, your first thought on all this?
Well, I'd see if the woman had gone to any counseling, if she has any experience with grief share or different type of grieving problems.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you have someone you loved, my parents have both died, I'm never going to forget them. And how dare somebody ask me to forget them?
Well, I think so parents and your ex-boyfriend are different. I don't know if they're completely parallel, but I have a family friend who died, and his wife, she, you know, posts about him often, but she's married now with three kids, and this guy seems so supportive of that. So do you just support, or is there like a certain level of grieving and then you should be done?
I don't know the exact situation. I think seek her out some counseling help, you know, the professionals who know that better
sure.
than I do.
So the thing, and I appreciate your call. Thanks, Penny. The thing about your friend, she's not saying the ex's name all the time. Like, post about it, like, hey, we really miss you. We're thinking about you.
Yeah.
Is different than saying his name 35 to 50 times a day out loud in your house.
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering maybe...
be wearing on the relationship, I would think. Leftover from yesterday's show, we did not get the story of why your child was dry heaving because of the toilet and the tongs. Can you tell us, please?
So I don't have a colon. I don't know if you know that.
No, when you missed the 8 months of work. I remember that.
Okay, I was very ill. And so I will never have... this might be TMI, but I will never have solid stool, okay, ever in my life. So you can never, ever blame me for clogging a toilet. It just won't ever happen.
I don't know a whole lot about the excretory system, but the colon is simply responsible for taking everything that has been through both intestines and hardening it up so that there's a solid poops.
It's a holding spot, yeah. Okay. And so that's where it congeals almost. That's where it... it's hard.
Forms. All right.
About,
so if
like
you don't have
turd. Right.
So if you don't have that, you don't have a turd factory is really what you're missing.
I don't.
You're
I'm
missing
without.
The turd factory. Okay. So
I have two other people I can blame it on. And so our middle level toilet, I use it, and then all of a sudden it like backs up and I'm like, what is going on? I can't be responsible for
this. Well, it can be you if you're using too much toilet paper or you're flushing feminine products.
I would never do the latter.
Some people do.
No, I said, the toilet is clogged. And Liam goes, still?
Oh,
and I go, what do you mean still?
That's him.
And he was like, Dad made some hamburgers. And I don't know if it was good for my body. And so I went in there and I did what I had to do. And it was this long. And it was and he's describing it. And I go, Liam, when it's that long, you got to cut it.
You need a poop knife.
You got to get a poop knife. And he's like, that's not real. I said, yes, it is real. We did a whole show on it once.
Real.
And then so it was not going down. I'm plunging. And then like some of the water is getting on my calves and I'm I'm dying on my shins. And then I flush again and it just like a hair away from going over. And you pray like you find God at that moment. You're like, please, God, do not go on my floor. And so then it would go down after like 10 minutes, you know, but then you'd flush again and go back up. So I grabbed some tongs. I'm like, there has to be something stuck right there.
Don't you own a plunger?
Didn't you hear me? I said I was plunging.
Well, don't
plunging.
You own the right kind of plunger? You should be able to plunge that out, no problem.
It was not working for me. And then so I was like, Liam, you have small wrists. Can you reach in there?
No.
He said, absolutely not. And unless I gave him like 15 Robux or whatever. I'm like, for Roblox. I said, no, not happening. So I grabbed some tongs. And because I put a snake in there, you know, and it was stopping. So I'm like, there's something there. There's got to be something there. And So Derek comes home and he's just like, what the hell is happening? And of course, he's like the master plunger. And he gets in there and in 2 seconds, mm-hmm. it's unclogged.
Yeah.
So I had to, oh, and then Liam looks in his bathtub, which I had to like deep clean because I had everything going in there. The plungers, everything. And then he looks at the tongs. He's like, you're not going to use those on our food again.
Yeah,
and
you got to throw those
dry
away.
Heat.
Oh, you got to throw those away.
At the thought of me flipping like chicken wings with these tongs in the future. So yes, I threw them away. Of course I threw them away.
I've never heard of anyone.
There's chunks of turd on them.
I've never heard of anyone taking tongs to a toilet before or asking their little kid to do that.
His wrists are the perfect size. And so I just said, take one for the team.
So
it's
no matter
your poop.
Whatever you've got going on today in your life, however your day is starting right now, it could end with your little kid elbow deep in his own crap with a pair of tongs.
He didn't, though.
I don't know if I would have either.
Really?
And what was the thing you were offering him?
He tried to barter for this service 15 Robux.
What is that?
Roblox bucks.
I don't know what that
Roblox
is.
Roblox is a game. It's a game. It's a big game.
So like Fortnite?
Yeah. It's like very popular.
And if you'd have just said, I'll give you 15 of these.
I still don't think he would have done it. I think he would have spent it and then said no.
So is anyone else?
He was like dry heaving. I thought he was going to throw up.
Have you ever gone into the toilet with tongs? Man, I really just thought that's what the plungers are made for. Like, so you didn't have to get to that point.
I was at my level. I had to figure it out.
Get out with LPP. Can you help me? Get out with LPP. Can you help me? Get out with LPP. Can you help me? Get out with LPP. Everybody!
LPP, simply put, is other people's problems. You've got an issue. You're hoping our listeners can give you some help on it. All you got to do is shoot us a quick message like Beth did. What's going on with the hubby?
He wants me to hang out with his boss's wife. They're going to move here, and he wants me to be her friend until she can make other friends. And, I mean, you see how thoughtful my husband is? He's very thoughtful.
That's a big ask. Like, let me ask you something. Like, as far as your schedule, do you have kids? Is this going to work for you?
I work from home, and we have one child. But no, I don't have time to be friends with someone else right now.
Yeah.
But I understand what he wants, and I understand why, and it is a nice thing to do. But I've met her.
Okay.
What's wrong with her?
She is it's like she walks around with a rain cloud over her head.
Oh, she's an Eeyore. I call those people Eeyores, where everything's always bad.
That's really draining.
She is a complete and total Eeyore. She couldn't be Eeyore-ier. And I guess.
You got to put that on a mug somewhere. So she's a downer. She's a complainer.
Completely.
And he wants you to try to hang with that at least once a week. That's a big ask.
It's a lot. I don't even hang with my actual friends once a week, you know?
Yeah.
So how do you get out of it is the question here, I'm guessing. So let's toss it out to our listeners. We'll see what everybody thinks. I'm sure they're going to come up with some creative ideas, because if we've learned one thing, most of the people listening to this show are complete liars, and they know how to help you get out of a situation. So,
well, I personally think
either get me out or make it so that it will be fun for me.
Gotcha. If you missed it, we were on with Beth a couple of seconds ago, and basically her husband says, hey, my new boss is moving to town. He's got a wife. Need you to hang out with her. And she's like, that's all fine and everything, but...
It's like she walks around with a rain cloud over her head.
She's an Eeyore.
This is the worst case scenario. Like, if this person was pleasant and lovely, I think you should take one for the team. But... why would you want to subject your spouse to being with someone like that every single day?
Doesn't this feel like it is coming from the 1980s? Like,
yes.
He comes, mm-hmm. The husband comes home from work and he asks the little lady, can you go out to dinner and drinks with the boss's wife so I can
new appliance
move
store.
Up the company ladder a little bit and put on something nice, will you?
And we don't even know if that is the case. Like, is he going to get a promotion or more money? I think, what if all of this is for nothing? I'd be so ticked off. I would need a trip somewhere.
Oh, you got to get paid out to do this.
I need compensation. If you're going to have me put myself through this, might need something for it.
Nikki, first off, you know anyone that's like this, like an Eeyore?
Way too many.
Oh, no. How do you handle these people? Because I ignore the hell out of them.
I mean, honestly, I mean, they just bring life down. But, like, also, like, if you're being forced to do it, well, I'm not forced, but, you know, if your hubby is saying, like, hey, you need to do this to help me out, like,
yeah.
You just, once you hang out with her, you just gotta, like, sit there and just act like her when you get home. Just, like, put on the mask yep. and act like her. Because then he'll really get it. Because, like, some guys just need, like, oh, wow, like, yeah, no, we shouldn't be hanging out with this person.
Give him a little taste. Not,
but, like,
yeah.
Yeah. You got to know, like, he doesn't understand how bad it is. So if it really is that bad, you just got to act like her.
So one thing I always have been jealous of my sister, she has the ability to, if she's in a position like this, that she just leaves. Like, she will just say, I have to get going. I have a thing. Or she'll, like, ring, ring, make that noise with her mouth, and then answer the phone. She'll be like, oh, I got to go, you know? And I've always been jealous of that. I always muscle through things, which life is so short. So I don't think she should be put through this.
How do you get out of it then real quick, Nikki? I mean, what do you say to get out of something like this?
I mean, I don't know what to say through them. I'm more of like, I'm not the direct person. So I'm more of like the very passively, aggressively act like or do something that really gets to them.
Yeah. Oh, right. So two wrongs make a right on this situation, huh?
That sounds productive.
Yeah. How's that been working out for you? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's working great.
I can hear the sarcasm in
Nikki,
your voice.
Wouldn't you just sign up for maybe the first initial, let me show you around town? I think that's a good show of faith. That's a good effort put forward.
And then take her with you as you buy drugs.
Okay.
That's what I would do. There. Yeah, for sure. Well, because nobody wants to really buy drugs out in the open. And then see what you do is you roll up to a really, really, really smarmy drug dealer. And then you lean over and you go, hey, you got a 40? You can spot me real quick. I really got to get a fix. And then that'll be it.
Huh. Interesting.
Think about it. Have a great morning. Thanks for checking in, Nikki.
An Oklahoma third grade teacher, I watched this video yesterday. It was
cringy.
Really tough to watch. It was cringy, good word, but she was arrested for allegedly drinking and being very intoxicated on the first day of school.
How much you had to drink?
I drank last night.
There's no way you drank last night.
Well, I did drink last night.
Did you drink at school is what he's asking. Tell us the truth.
I didn't drink at school.
He blew two times the legal limit.
What is in that?
My juice.
That there is wine. She's lied and lied, and Mr. Ogle found a cup that had wine residue in it on her desk. So,
okay.
I call it my juice, so she's not lying, but I mean.
Now, again, don't read this the wrong way. I am not endorsing teachers drinking at school at all.
Happy
I
hour.
Just have a question. Is it illegal to be?
She was handcuffed. So, yes.
So it's an actual against the law. I know it's
something.
I know
had
it's
to
looked
happen.
Down yeah. upon to be influenced while you're teaching our children. I get all that. But is there an actual law on the books that says you have to be sober at school? I would be interested to know that. And is that a state by state kind of thing? I'm assuming.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to read a little bit. Is it okay for teachers? Many
it's not
K through 12.
We can all agree it's not okay.
No. Can a teacher get fired? Yeah, it is kind of case by case basis.
And I'm sure they should be fired if they're doing it. But is it actually like you're going to jail situation? And then have they rewritten that rule for marijuana now that it's legal in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what the rules are from school to school, but
and
the fact
you
that she blew a 0.24 at 9 a.m. She definitely is an alcoholic because she was talking about how she is now, she's been getting help for it, seeing a counselor, but obviously it's not helping too much, but I mean, it's a crazy video to watch. There's a social media trend with some users swearing by getting better sleep because they switch sides of the bed almost nightly.
We do not have a regular side of the bed that we sleep on. Last night I slept on that side, and then the night before for like two or three nights in a row I slept on this side.
If you share a bed with somebody, there's a side. You pick a side of the bed and you normally do not change sides.
Research suggests that people who sleep on the left side of the bed psychologically have a more positive outlook on life. They're not easily fazed by stressful days, and they're calmer in a crisis than their counterpart.
So I would say I'm the calm one in our relationship, but Derek wakes up like he is a princess that has just been kissed by a prince, and he sleeps on the left side. So it does make a lot of sense. I wake up barely happy, and I have to get in the shower and get my coffee, and then I'm nice.
Are you on another side if you go to a hotel or somebody else's place?
No, I'm always on like the right side. That's
yeah,
so
I'm always on the side furthest from the door.
So they can get her first.
If somebody breaks in, like, I'm sorry, I love you and everything like that, but I think it's way more important that I go on living than you do.
Her scream will wake you up.
Well,
and then
right, there's
get
a
out.
Lot of logic to that.
Yeah.
What's trending? What's trending?
I feel like Taylor Swift would be irate to find out that this is a new TikTok challenge. So what happens is owners of pets, turtles, dogs, cats in particular, are suffering from this new trend. And that is where they pick them up and they spin them in a circle all the while the song is playing. So imagine spinning for the entire song.
Maybe like in a chair? You spin around in a chair? Or you just on your feet?
You just, I don't know where the phone is placed to get the camera shot of the animal, but you're trying to capture the animal's reaction to spinning around to Taylor Swift's August. And the cat protection behavior officers out there, they say cats in particular are experiencing extreme stress by this. Some of the videos are actually pretty funny because the cat's like,
so really all you're
stop!
Doing is making your pet very, very dizzy.
Yeah, somebody grabbed a raccoon, their pet raccoon, and somebody has a snapping tarantula. They're spinning that around. And it's all taking place.
We as humans are so bored. Like, we really need a jump in technology.
I know. But once again, Taylor taking over. And that is what's trending. I was disturbed. I saw a different side of you yesterday.
You were like, all up in my business.
You made it my business when you do speak to text. And I don't even know what made you get to be so paranoid and obsessed with what your family is up to.
Well, I love my family and I care for them deeply, so I don't know if it's paranoid.
I'm seeing you glance over at your phone and you're frowning your brow and you're like wondering like what why is nobody answering me? And then you say, is everything okay? Read the text starting
with
that one.
Okay, so first things first. Throughout the morning, I'm used to several people at my home either disabling the alarm, opening the garage door, and like most other humans that are technologically advanced, I get an alert when these kind of things happen on my property.
Okay.
Nothing is happening. I mean, there is radio silence at my home all morning long.
For me, I would say my family's relaxing and sleeping, and they're not leaving the house right now because it's 7:30.
7:44, okay. I text my wife. This is 7:44 in the morning. Most humans have already at least gotten up and gotten ready for work or practice or whatever else is going on with your family. So I'm concerned. I text my wife. Is everyone there okay? There wasn't like a carbon monoxide leak or anything. Like that's what went into my head is, oh my gosh, my whole family's dead because the furnace leaked.
You need to talk to somebody.
She texts back. Yeah. They're paving our road. Why? And I said, well, I just noticed that nobody had unset the alarm, let the dog out or anything else. Because, you know, it's almost 8 a.m. She said, yep, we're just being lazy today. Sorry. I said, well, don't apologize. That's a pretty good life.
No, don't read it like that.
I said, don't apologize. Good life. That's what it said.
Still, wrong inflection. Good life. That's what you want to say. Oh, sounds like a good life because you chose to have a job that you have to wake up for early.
I think
then everybody else is lazy.
It would be a great life to not have to do anything until past 8 a.m.
One day you'll get there.
I'll be dead and not be able to appreciate it.
But right now, somebody else lives that life, and she was relaxing, and here you are blowing up her phone.
I had genuine concern.
Talking about death.
I was concerned my family had died in a carbon monoxide leak because there was no action at my home until past 8 a.m.
It was so much to watch, and it unraveled within 45 seconds.
But they're all still alive, and everything's fine, so none of your business.
You made it my business. That's why I said we got to talk about it, because you're just so... Be here. Be here.
I'm here.
The Playhouse Podcast is made possible thanks to Bradshaw and Brian Law Offices. Catch the live show weekdays from 5:30 to 9 on 104.7 KCLD. Now, share this with a friend.